Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Christy's Connection to the Soul. I'm your host, Christy Ayala, and I'm so happy to be here with you today and hope that wherever you are having a great day. Today is the third Wednesday of the month, which means that the lovely Elizabeth Pendleton is here to talk all things astrology and angels today. So settle in, grab a cup of tea, and get ready for a really great show. We're going to talk all about what's coming up for this new cycle, and we've got lots of information for you today. So those of you who are brand new to the show, welcome. We're so happy you're here. Elizabeth is a well-respected astrologer, lightworker, and musician who supports her clients all over the world in maximizing their best potential every single day. And as always, it's my pleasure to welcome her back to the show today. Thank you for being here, Elizabeth.
Well, hello, Christy, and hello to all the listeners waking up from the Piscean dream. Or living in brain fog, depending on what you're doing with this energy. The planets are getting ready to shift, and as I look at the chart for today, I just wanted, like, if any of you have, I mean, Pisces can work in so many ways, right? You know, because it's mutable, and it's watery, and it's Neptune-ruled, so it can be all kinds of things, you know, different things to different people, like probably more than any other sign. But quite literally, as I look at the chart and talk to you guys, you know, as many of you know, on the 12th, this was past Saturday, Venus moved in there. So it's at 3 degrees, Neptune's at 10 degrees, Mercury's at 17 degrees, Chiron at 21, the South Node at 21, also at 21 degrees, and then the Sun at 25 degrees of Pisces. Remember how I called this the big space out about a month ago? So that's, you know, six of the planets, asteroids, and the nodes, you know, four planets, one asteroid, and one node, all in Pisces. And that's, you know, that's about half of the chart of the stuff that I keep an eye on. I keep an eye on about 13 things. So when that many are in Pisces, we, you know, it's a very mystical sign. It can also be addiction, which, you know, I have a little theory on that I'd like to share. But just to give you guys a quick overview, the sun late Saturday night into Sunday morning, depending on your time zone, is shifting out of there. You know, shaking it off, and think about a duck when it gets out of the water. Shaking it off. And 2 days later, Mercury will move into Aries. And then on the 5th of April, Venus will join them. Now, they're all going to connect with giant Uranus. So when we think of outer planets, I would say Neptune and Uranus. The other outer planet is Pluto. But for this discussion, you know, any of them are of equal weight. Very different energies, but all very sizable forces. So right now, while we've had all these planets connecting with Neptune, that has really made the energies of Neptune reverberate, and that's felt extra deep because Neptune's in its home sign and all these, you know, planets are going through Pisces. So that energy has been to the nth degree. We've seen a lot of people leaving the planet. We've seen completion. We've seen integration. And on the positive side, during the stellium, we've actually seen peace holding in Syria, which is just, you know, so amazing. Yesterday, Russian forces started pulling out, you know. So, you know, huge things can happen under the influence of Neptune. Now, equally, big things can happen under Uranus in Aries, because that's a very, like, if Pisces is being in the room with the lights off and the meditation, or maybe a candle burning. Yeah, Aries would be like turning on the light. And now, I don't know, march band through your bedroom, you know. Very different energy. It's cardinal instead of mutable. It's fire instead of water. And it is an initiating energy. It's Mars ruled, you know. So instead of all that dreamy Piscean stuff, we start to shift into very active, lively energy. And as the Sun, Mercury, and Venus all move through Aries, they're actually going to be trining Mars, which has just moved into Sagittarius, a fellow fire sign. And then under Sag, we also have Saturn. Now, that's a little bit of a restrictive energy. You know, if Mars is the gas pedal, Saturn is brakes. So we do have that. We have an eclipse coming up on the 23rd that also has a Saturn-Jupiter square. Yeah, we got lots. And then we have the march of the retrogrades. A lot of planets start to go retrograde during this cycle. You and I usually talk about Saturn going retrograde. That happens every year, as does Pluto. And we are also going to have Mars turn retrograde this cycle, which is a big one. That's very, you know, that's unusual. That's not our usual, like, by the books, by the calendar kind of thing. And Mercury, by the very end, on the 14th of April, will cross the shadow of its next retrograde. So it is quite the action-packed cycle. And, you know, we can talk about that in a little more detail in a bit. But I know you have angel messages, and we can break some of that down. But that's just sort of the overview, you guys.
Wow. Big stuff coming for this cycle. Okay, wow. Yes, let's go ahead and move into the angel messages and see how those kind of dovetail with your astrology messages. They always seem to kind of work together so beautifully, and then we'll jump back into all the details of all that big stuff that you kind of have already previewed for us. So for those of you who are new to working with angels, they are non-denominational beings of light who support anyone and everyone who feel guided to work with them. And today we have angel messages from Michael and Raphael. And sometimes people refer to this, like both of these angels working together, as kind of like the dynamic duo of the archangel realm, because they work so beautifully together and they often work together. So the first thing I was shown was that this cycle has a bit of a mixed bag of polarities. And I kept seeing, like, it's nothing to panic about or anything like that. However, I see some intense, fast-paced energies for this Aries cycle. And both Archangel Michael and Raphael have specific messages for us about this cycle. So let's start with Michael. He showed me that there's going to be a big physical feeling of time and things starting to speed up, including our own energy as we begin to align with this new forward motion. And he really was stressing that it's imperative that we get our schedules together right now, if we haven't already. And if you already have, really get in and invest just even a tiny bit of time to fine-tune your schedules so that you can make the most out of the time you have. So, for example, I was shown this image of, like, chunking your time or taking control over it rather than letting our lives kind of move us around through the day. So chunking, like from 8 to, you know, 9:15, I'm going to do this. From 9:30 to 10 o'clock, I'm going to do this, instead of someone who's kind of allowing email or phone calls or kind of the doorbell ringing or all those things to kind of move you through your day, to really have more of a clear focus of how you're going to move through the day to the best of your ability. He also showed that getting really clear about what you want to do during this next cycle and how you're going to make that happen is going to be a real key component. I kept seeing the image of a key going into a lock. So some things to think about are, what are you going to do? What action steps are you going to take to actually move yourself closer to what it is that you want to do? And really looking at how is that going to impact your physical day and your weeks, etc., and how will you stay committed to this plan? So again, more kind of focusing on how you're going to move with the energy, but also take action. And he kept focusing on how important this was, because there's going to be a lot of ebbs and flows this cycle, which can create some challenges if we aren't focused on what we want to do and how we plan to get there. I kept being shown an image of a roller coaster type ride where you're really strapped in, and part of the way you're moving forward, and all of a sudden things might drop or turn sideways. So if you're prepared, it's easier to move through those twists and turns. He also showed me that this energy will feel like a mix of excitement and exuberance with the forward motion happening, but also there are those twists and turns built in too, which might feel like literally being thrown for a loop. They kept saying, everything's fine, just focus on preparation, focus and drilling down so that you can create a structure to work with this new Aries energy. And Archangel Raphael's messages that go along with this, he kept showing me that along with the big burst of forward motion and excitement that's going to be happening, there will be pockets of being slowed way down because there's still a lot of healing, clearing, releasing, and resetting happening on a deep emotional level. And he's saying that the clearing is part of this entire energy, preparing everyone to let go on a deep level, and that this releasing will create those ebbs and flows that you experience this cycle. So it's important to take time to look, feel, work through, and acknowledge the layers and issues that are coming to the surface for you. And it's really important to not try to logically override or skip over this part, because you're so focused on moving forward, and to understand that this is a part of the process of the forward motion. The clearing allows you to have consistent, integrated forward motion in the long run. So trying to ignore or dismiss the process won't work. This time is really built in for a deep level of healing in addition to forward motion. So working with the energies by allowing yourself to slow down when you feel guided and to move through the deep emotional clearing that will be happening is going to really support you. Also remembering to reach out for help from physical people or other kinds of support structures that you have within your world are really kind of critical and another level of helping you to put that key in the lock and being able to have a easier or gentler time moving with the energies, the cycle. And Raphael kept showing me an image of a flower that opens during the morning all the way open and then closes up really tight during the evening, and that this is a similar experience for us, a cycle. We're going to feel really ready to go, 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 but also feel like we need to pull within and go for a deep rest and restore. And remembering that this is a support system, it doesn't mean that you're not doing something right or that you need to push through the resting phases. It's actually allowing you to maximize your best potential. So remember to ask for help and that you aren't alone, and that the more you can go with the energy, the more you'll be able to see yourself kind of organically move through this time as we greet this Aries cycle. And that's what I have for this cycle.
Wow. How perfect. It's just perfect. And, wow, Raphael is on the case, man. the both of them, and, you know, those are two of my absolute favorite angels. And you know, from what I understand, you know, Michael, for people who aren't familiar with angels, is also an angel you can call in for protection if there's anywhere that you feel unsafe or any time that you feel unsafe. You know, Archangel Michael is the angel to call upon, and Archangel Raphael is an angel of healing. So whether you're keeping someone in your prayers and thoughts, or you just want to send them energy, Archangel Raphael can definitely help you with that, or you have your own healing. And remember, this, the Course doesn't just apply to physical healing. That's the you know, the last manifestation, you know, or a manifestation of healing. But this time that Christy talks about, and I'm just so glad you made that point, Christy, because that was going to be part two of what I really wanted to get at instead of just dates. People can watch my video on YouTube for the Aries cycle for all the dates. I have lots of postcards and charts and things in there so they can get a lot of that. But this other point that you're making through the angel messages is so profound and really the substance of what I wanted to get to, because while we do have the Sun, Mercury, and Venus moving on into Aries, we are going to have and keep Neptune, the South Node, and Chiron back in Pisces, and they are going to be in Pisces for quite a while. Those three will be there till a year from May. So,
wow.
And then 2018, Chiron finally leaves. But so the reason I'm bringing this up is every now and then I like to pull a end of the year chart to just sort of like skipping ahead, you know, when you're reading a book and you may flip to another chapter. Where's the plot line going? What are these characters, these planets, you know? Where, and it's so amazing because Venus leaves Pisces this cycle on the 5th of April, as I mentioned. But by the end of the year, it's back, you know, because Venus only stays in a sign about, you know, 4 weeks. So by the end of the year already, she's back in Pisces. So we're going to keep visiting or being visited by these issues that need the healing and the clearing. And Christy is just spot on that you can't just ignore them, you, because it's like denial, you know, and we keep stuffing it down or piling it away. And we really don't want all that coming up under Aries energy, you know, because then we just go off on people. And it's really just, you know, we go off, you know, in whatever way, or the buildup just uncontrollable. And especially with all these connections with Uranus that, like, whoa, you know, the unexpected and things being thrown. And so when we're really being conscious, which is the beautiful part of Pisces, the spiritual, the mystic, the compassionate, and we practice that compassion with ourselves first. And anytime we do get a button pushed, we say, oh, you know, that thing is really getting to me. Why is that? And then we use that as a tool for investigation. And we, you know, go in and we go in more deeply, because remember, the South Node is part of this. So we are all dealing with the past, issues with the past, and Chiron, the asteroid associated with healing. And again, with this vast subconscious energy of Neptune, that combination of pulling up, calling from, oh, I didn't know I still have that wound or traces of it, is where we can get so much done in terms of integration, which is another Pisces word that Christy mentioned. And we don't have to see it as the opposite, that they're not at all opposite. They're actually next door neighbors on an astrological chart, Pisces and Aries. And so, yeah, if you thought of it, you know, and I know a lot of, you know, this is like a, you know, the famous metaphor in coaching circles with the luggage, you know, and I forget who it was who kept saying, you bring your baggage, and then they kept showing more and more baggage, you know, it was like, so but as we offload that, you know, then we actually become more nimble and lighter, truly lighter, and able to move through the new, you know, with lightness and just wings on our feet, so to speak. And the other part of it, and this message has really been coming through very strongly, is Pisces, you know, we, you know, kind of joked on the show and said, oh, it's a big face out, it's a big spit on your Harry Potter. but one of the messages that's become very clear to me in watching, you know, working with clients and just looking at my own life is, you know, looking at addictions and just some other research I've been looking at of the absolutely epidemic levels of obesity, prescription drug use that we have in this country, and helping, you know, through compassion, not judgment. And again, with all those planets in Pisces rather than Virgo, we can capture the judgment part. You know, there's really a lot of support. But the idea is, whatever your fix is, you know, could be you're not an overeater. You know, you're just, that's not your thing. But maybe you're an over shopper. You know, or, you know, right, you go to something to be your Band-Aid, you know, could be, you know, like, oh, I'm going to just go channel surf on Facebook for a couple hours. And again, all things in moderation. It's not for me or Christy or anybody else to say what's right for any particular person. But that message that Christy had about taking charge of our time, I feel like that is happening on the eclipse next Wednesday, because that's that square between Saturn and Jupiter. And talk about a really tough square. Saturn is restrictions, limitations. It says, what is the form? What is the structure? You have this big goal. Whatever it is, like, say hypothetically, you wanted to write a book. Well, what time in your schedule are you going to carve out and literally turn off the phone and put the keep out? Be like, you know, you're a working mom. That's tough. That's tough. But, you know, look at J.K. Rowling. Look at all the people who've done that. And so that square Jupiter, on the other hand, is the planet that loves largesse. It wants to expand. It's like, says, yes, all this is possible. Well, possibilities ultimately come down to choices. And so with those two squaring, it is a really, it's a moment where we don't look at just the day, but I would say it's pretty serendipitous that it's happening on an eclipse, you know. But as you're looking ahead, you guys, for your new year and going, wait, wow, we're already getting ready. You know, the first 3 months are pretty much gone. You know, where, what was my plan? Did I get off track? And how do I get back on track? And where am I going to carve that out? And that's where Jupiter, you know, it is in Virgo, which is our daily routine and our health. So those things can all be put in there. But to finish up on that other point about the addictions or the quick fixes, that's a, you know, I feel like all this energy in Pisces and the fact that it's staying there for a long time, look, we didn't acquire any of these habits overnight, right? So the cosmos is sort of saying, you know, it's like, for those of you who do, well, we all do things that have muscle memory, right? And so learning to do something differently, and your system is going to automatically go to its old default very often and want to go, no, I just need a new tube of lipstick. or oh, man, a slice of chocolate cake would be so good, right? Like, I'm feeling really stressed. I don't know what's going to go on with this, you know, this or that. And just, man, just one slice, right? You know? And again, there's nothing wrong with eating chocolate cake per se, but it, when it becomes your default and you have diabetes or heart disease, or a good friend of mine, and she's actually in pretty good shape. She just got back with her cholesterol count. So, yeah, I was kind of letting in the, I was eating eggs every morning. I don't know why my cholesterol went up. I'm like, and we laughed, you know. But the thing is, habits, which is a very Virgo thing that's being opposed by all this stuff in Pisces, habits, you know, can be changed. And that's the sort of beautiful part, is Pisces gets in there and does it in a really gentle way. So anything that you're working on, breaking bad habits, if the shopping sprees have gotten you into debt and you don't feel good about the debt, you don't feel like that's good debt, you know, this is something you can work on. And I feel like these transits are extra long because these changing habits like that, be it diet, be it financial circumstances, they rarely happen overnight. Very few people go cold turkey and, you know, are able to act, you know, it happens, but it's usually not the case, you know, because the old triggers are going to be there. And I feel like what Pisces, all this energy in Pisces, is asking us to do in the long run, especially again, south node connections, are saying, let's get to the bottom. It's not about whatever the habit is, needing a drink on the surface. It's about what you're feeling, what you're wanting to numb yourself from, and leaning into that. And absolutely, I feel like if we can do that with this energy, it is so powerful. Now, you know, and people may find they need to go to a more conventional psychologist. This is a great time for that. It may be through meditations and spiritual work. It may be working with a counselor who's you know, in both realms. But that, I feel, is the message of all of this energy staying there. It's like, look at what's happening on the surface. And it keeps showing me almost like a balloon where you'd be right on the edge of the plastic. There's like, no, go underneath, you know, go into all that space in between and really pick out, why am I feeling that? You know, where is this impulse really coming from? What do I want to smooth over and avoid? We're really human, right? Yeah. And the other piece with this cycle that I just want to get to really quickly is it is cardinal. And with Pluto there in Capricorn, everything that rolls through Aries is going to square against Pluto. And this is another time for breakthroughs. And we may be making some hard choices when it's like these are choice points with squares to Pluto, like which thing do you want, A or B? And so this will be a time when we can't just stay in the nebulous Pisces realm and kind of float. Right. We are probably going to need to say, okay, I want A instead of B. And again, it's about moving us forward and making that progress. And I do feel like we will feel a lot more enlivened with some of this fire energy. It will be instead of like the Pisces where we're like, well, we'll wait and see and, you know, let it all sort itself out.
Right.
There's a place to that, but Aries is definitely about more taking charge. It is Mars ruled. So, you know, in that sense, just know you're in charge. And as you, you know, decide what you want and those choice points come up, staying very clear to that vision. And real quickly, the squares to Pluto, Mercury is March 30th, the Sun April 6th, and Venus April 19th. So those dates might, you know, look at what might come up
for
you on those dates. So yeah, a lot and a lot of healing, and just again, the angel messages and the astrology just are working so well together, because we are going to have one foot in the Pisces realm and the other, you know, in the Aries, you know?
Yeah, wow, that's incredible. Thank you so much. This is a huge cycle. Yeah, absolutely. And I love how the messages just work together so beautifully.
Yeah, that's always, it always amazes me, you know, and for listeners, I know we say this enough, but it's true. We don't have like a conference call before. What are you talking about? She's a Pisces. We just go like, we're just going to move through this. But it's amazing because that's also signs very connected with spirituality. So she's channeling what she's channeling, and I get the, you know, astrological stuff together, and it's amazing, you know, like a hand in a glove. They just really fit, and it's all really to support you guys and to support all of us, these energies, if we learn how to work with them and know that we have a lot of divine assistance coming through to help us out here.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I would love for people to know how they can connect with you for a private session.
Okay, great. Thank you. Yes, pop on over to elizabethoracle.co and get signed up for the newsletter, because there's going to be a special in this one. this one comes out on Friday, and from this site, they can have a reading. They can sign up for a free newsletter, and there's also a YouTube channel, and they can watch videos straight on the page, elizabethoracle.co, and I always give the overview of what's going on. And, yeah, I'd love to connect. So thank you, and thank you guys for listening. We really appreciate it, and we just hope this is helpful to you. And what about you? What are you doing these days?
Thank you. Well, I am available for readings also. If you would like to have some specific information or messages, whether a regular intuitive reading or working with the angels or any kind of healing work or coaching, you can find me at my website, christymayala.com. And if you opt into my free newsletter, you also get a free download meditation. And I'd love to work with you if you feel so guided to work with me. And just trying to streamline just like the messages that we've been receiving. So I'm really kind of pulling back from some of the things that I've been doing and really kind of reframing and, you know, just like everyone else, just working with those energies, more readings and one-on-one work and some coaching and things are really on the forefront for me right now. But thank you so much, as always, for being here, Elizabeth. It's always so wonderful to have you here. Thank you for all the work you do to bring us this information every month.
Oh, you are so welcome. I was just thinking about it this morning. It's been 4 years now we've been doing this, so thank you so much for the opportunity. I know she did an Atlantean healing session with me like a little over 4 years ago, right before we started the show, and wow, I highly, highly recommend. Life just changed. So so much after that. So yeah, embrace the changes. They're always for the best, you guys.
Thank you so much. And thank you all for tuning in. It's always a pleasure. And we're wishing you a wonderful day and a wonderful cycle. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.